The following is a paid program that does not reflect the views of the ownership, management, staff, advertisers, or affiliates of WHGM. Welcome to Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold, sponsored by Bowers Law of Maryland.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to another exciting edition of Bowers Law Talk. It is officially the 279th day of March. Actually, it's December. This year somehow, and many of you can probably relate to this, has probably gone somehow at the same time the fastest and the slowest of any year that I've ever experienced. So we're going to get into a topic today that I've got a special guest for. It is a nasty four-letter word, but it's a nasty four-letter word that I'm actually not going to get in trouble by saying with the FCC. And that nasty four-letter word is debt. I am here with attorney Patrick Best, who I have known for a long time. We went to undergrad in what seems like a totally different lifetime together. Patrick, good morning and welcome to WHGM Gold.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So I brought you on here because one of the things that I have gotten some feedback from listeners and people who have reached out to me either via email or Facebook is about doing some segments on financial advocacy and things of that nature. And the first one that I wanted to kind of talk about and bring you on for is debt. We are coming out of a pandemic where people had so many modifications to their employment, and we're getting into, or we are in the midst of holiday shopping season, which is a great way that debt is often accumulated. So tell me a little bit more, or really tell the, I know, obviously I have you on here, why I've got you on here. So tell the listeners a little bit more about what you do in your practice and specifically geared toward helping people out with debt.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I've been a lawyer for a long time now. I help people who are in debt from any number of sources. We talk about credit cards, personal loans, taxes, student loans, you name it. We help people with debt. We do that in a number of ways, but one of those main ways that we help people is by filing bankruptcy for them. I'm actually licensed in four states, so I file bankruptcies for people in Maryland, as well as Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York. And you know, we face this issue all the time where people just get a little bit in over their heads. You know, you see it a number of different ways. You see people who sometimes have one bad event. They get sick, they're in the hospital, they get medical bills, they're out of work for a little while. That can kill them. You get people who get a divorce and all of a sudden they're financially devastated. People lose their jobs. You get one nasty problem and all of a sudden you find yourself in over your head, and we help people get out of that.
And obviously through this pandemic, we've seen people lose their jobs, some permanently, some for extended periods of time. It's obviously sickness for those who may have missed work because of actually catching the coronavirus or something like that. I would imagine that as we come out of this thing, we're going to have more and more people that are looking to try to find some way to correct their financial situation moving forward.
Yeah, we see it normally in January, February, anyway. In a normal year, we would see that. But I think it's going to be a big issue this year because the forbearance that people were getting on their mortgage payments is ending at the end of December. At least it is right now. They may extend it, but I'm not sure. So people may find themselves who haven't been paying their mortgage since maybe March, maybe April, are going to be sent the bill and potentially looking at ways to try to save their house. You're going to have people who may have run up their credit cards for the holiday season. Those are things we see every year, but yeah, you're 100% correct. I think it's going to be worse this year, worse than ever.
So you mentioned something in there, the bill coming for mortgages and saving people's houses. For a lot of people, bankruptcy is a scary word. In fact, when I get calls in my office, and I'm sure the same for you, it's sometimes you'll have people that pick up the phone and say, hey, I'm looking for somebody to handle a bankruptcy. But a lot of times it's, I need help with this, I need help with that. They either don't want to say bankruptcy, they don't necessarily know that it's an option. And one of the biggest concerns that I get from people when I take these calls is, am I going to lose my house? Am I going to lose my car? Let's clear that up.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Some people call me and ask to file bankruptcy, but most of the times people who call me looking for help with one kind of debt or another don't realize that bankruptcy may be their best option because of exactly what you're saying. They're afraid to lose their house. They're afraid to lose their car. And this is one of the most successful grifts of the financial industry. Banks have just thrown out so much propaganda over the years to get people to think that bankruptcy is a bad thing rather than a good thing. And it worked. I mean, people think there, it is a thing that people think that I will lose my house, I will lose my car, and that's most of the time just not going to happen. Reality is that when I talk to a person about bankruptcy, I know well in advance whether or not they're able to keep their house and car, and I could tell them that. I could say, no, your car is absolutely safe here. And on top of all of that, bankruptcy, particularly Chapter 13 bankruptcy, is a tool that we use to save your house. So not only are you not going to lose your house, but we can use it to help you save your house when you're behind on your mortgage payments. So it's exactly the opposite of what people think.
Yeah, I mean, I hear it all the time. Obviously, when it comes to a bankruptcy, the big losers are the credit card companies, because typically what you're doing when you're filing a bankruptcy is shedding all the unsecured debt. And with very few exceptions, most credit cards are exactly that. They're unsecured, which means whether it's in most cases, and obviously Chapter 13s are always all over the place as far as what happens with what creditors, but you know, the ones that I've done myself and that we've worked together on over the years, when it comes to credit card companies, 9 out of 10 times it's bye-bye. And whether that debt is 20 grand, 50 grand, so let me ask you this, and we're going to have to take a quick break here soon, but I want to end it on this note before we come back with our Florida man from this week, which is one that you helped select. You've done hundreds of these, right? Over the years, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's multiple, maybe 1,000. For sure. Maybe 1,000. Yeah.
Question, biggest credit card balance that you've completely kicked to the curb for somebody?
All right, credit card balance. I believe I've had one that was over 100,000
for a single credit card.
For a single credit card, but if you're talking about aggregate debt, I have definitely had a person who was over $1 million in aggregate debt.
So that was going to be my second question. I was going to start with the biggest credit card, and then we were going to go into the biggest overall. I had one, and you know about this. It was a Chapter 13, I think, a couple years ago, where I had a client that, and I'm not giving any sort of information that's not, wouldn't be public record anyway, but I think that they owed a car that was worth about $8,000 that they somehow owed 30 on. And we managed to let them keep that car and negotiate down that loan to like $7,500 or something like that. I could just imagine my client doing a backflip in the street after we did that one for him. It's crazy. But like, I could tell you right now, I've never discharged over $1 million of debt in one swing. So that's fantastic right there. So as I said, we've got to take a quick break here. We will be back with this week's Florida man, which attorney Patrick Best has helped us pick out. And when we get back from the break, you'll completely understand why. Give us a few moments here and please stay tuned on WHGM Gold.
We now return to Bauer's Law Talk on WHGM Gold.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your accident and injury guy, attorney Bowers, here on Bowers Law Talk. And this week we are talking about that nasty four-letter word that the FCC is not going to fine us for saying, and that is debt. We are here with attorney Patrick Best, a longtime friend and colleague of mine. I mean, we went to undergrad. We've known each other since what, like 2000, 2001, something like that. But before we get back into this segment, we have this week's Florida man, which was specially selected by attorney Best himself. Patrick, take it away.
All right. This Florida man dates back to 2013. Florida man discharges his student loan debt in bankruptcy. We have Michael Foster filed a bankruptcy and was actually able to get rid of his student loan debt. Something that people think can't be done. People think you can't get rid of student loan debt in bankruptcy, and yet we have this Florida man who was able to do it.
So yeah, normally these Florida mans, and thank you for that, and thank you for finding this one that is so perfect with this week's topic. typically my advice, and I don't give a lot of legal advice on this show because everybody's situation is completely different. But when it comes to the Florida man segments, I typically say, don't be a Florida man. But that's because we're talking about naked men running through golf courses or voter fraud or whatever other crazy Florida mans. This is a situation where if you've got a ton of student loan debt, and specifically federal student loan debt, you should give us or Patrick a call. Or text. You guys know the text line is 667-220-6500. You can call and text that anytime. We will get you Attorney Best's number, his contact information, because he is, I'm going to be careful in my words, because we're not, as attorneys, allowed to call ourselves experts or call others experts. So I'm not saying that he's an expert when it comes to bankruptcies. I'm not saying that he's an expert when it comes to discharging student loan debt, specifically federal student loan debt, but I will challenge you, if you are in any situation where you've got a ton of federal student loans, go call the first 10 bankruptcy attorneys that are not Patrick and ask them if you can get the student loan debt discharged. And when they tell you no, hang up on them. Send us that text to 667-220-6500. I'll get you in touch with him. It's not every situation. But every situation where it makes sense, we're going to take care of it for you. So let's talk a little bit more about that. Tell me about the student loan debt discharge, because obviously this Florida ban was from 2013, and that was at a time frame that, at least in my world, until we started doing these, that it was off limits. So let's talk a little bit more without getting into getting too deep in on it. What are we looking for?
Yeah,
to help people out.
So really, this is another one of those times where the myth actually ended up taking over. The bankruptcy law changed in 2005 to change how student loans could or could not be discharged. And at some point, the myth that it couldn't be done took over. And you even have these bankruptcy attorneys who do this every day will tell you, can't be done, can't be done, can't be done. Of course it can be done. Florida man did it. He did that in 2013. It's not every situation, as you said. There's different things we look at. In certain, many cases, private student loans, if you were able to get a private loan, it may be easier than the federal loans. But there's a number of options. What I tell people is, look, you have student loans. If it's a problem, if you have trouble paying them, it's at least worth having a discussion. You know, we don't charge our clients to talk to them about it. If we think that you can discharge your loans in bankruptcy, we'll tell you and we'll give it a shot. But if we can't do it, we're going to tell you that as well. I mean, we even wrote a book about this. I don't know. Do you mind if I tell your listeners about our book here? We do give it away for free.
Yeah. How can somebody get the, is this about student loan discharges, right?
Yeah. Well, it's about more than that. It does cover student loan discharges, but it also just covers student loans generally, the repayment plan, how you can negotiate debt forgiveness, all those different things related to student loans. It is the Essential Student Loan Survival Guide. We give that away for free. It's at thefreestudentloanbook.com. You can just go and get a copy there. We talk about the whole process, including bankruptcy discharge of student loans.
So it's thestudentloanbook.com.
Thefreestudentloanbook.com.
All right. So I'm glad that I asked because I got it wrong. Thefreestudentloanbook.com. All right. So what I'm going to do also for the listeners out there is I'm going to make sure that I have that web address correct. And if you don't catch it here, if it went by too quick, if you're in the car, please don't cause an accident, because that person that you hit is going to then be my client and we don't need that. Shoot us a text anytime, 667-220-6500. We work very closely with Attorney Best especially when it comes to these bankruptcy cases. All of his information is going to be readily available, including the link to thefreestudentloanbook.com. Again, if you didn't catch it. So that's going to be some obviously some good free information that people can get, a way for people to assess that situation kind of on their own. Hey, am I a candidate? Am I not? But like you said, you're going to do a consultation for anybody, whether there's student loans involved or not, for free, right?
Well, absolutely. For bankruptcy cases, for student loan cases, we're going to do a free consult. We're going to figure out if there's anything that we can do to help you. We're not going to charge you for that anytime.
Fantastic. So obviously we've kind of talked about some of the myths that are propagated, especially by, you know, now we've learned about the student loan company and that myth, as well as obviously the credit card companies. What are some other things? You mentioned actually in the first segment, taxes.
Yes.
People could get taxes. I mean, what are we looking at when somebody's going to get, what kind of taxes are included in that?
Well, you can, through bankruptcy, you could discharge most taxes. Generally, income taxes is the problem that people have trouble with. In many cases, income taxes are actually going to be dischargeable. There's some cases in which they're not. Yeah, but hey, there's other ways to get rid of taxes. You know, we can look at working with the IRS and resolving it outside of bankruptcy as well. So when I talk about getting rid of debt, we're talking about getting rid of debt, all of it. One way or another, we could figure that out.
Sweet. Now that sounds like some useful information. What we are going to do, as we always do, we're going to take a quick break here. We are going to take calls or texts from you. Call the WHGM hotline, the 410-939-9446. We're going to take a quick break here. Hopefully we get a call lined up here for Attorney Best. This week, again, I ask that we keep those questions to something that is debt related, bankruptcy related, or something of that nature. So please stick with us. We'll be back here shortly on WHGM Gold.
We now return to Bauer's Law Talk on WHGM Gold.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you for joining me here. I know I joked earlier about it being the 279th day in March. It is actually the first weekend here in December, and it's just crazy the way that this year has both flown by and seemed to last forever. So we are back. We are with Attorney Patrick Best, who is a longtime friend and colleague of mine. And we are talking about debt. We are talking about bankruptcy, and we have a caller in here with a question. We've got Karen from Rising Sun, who's got some questions about considering debt consolidation and maybe getting some mixed messages from some friends. Karen, are you there?
I am. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. You're on with Attorney Bowers and Attorney Best. Go ahead.
Great. Thanks. I have a lot of credit card debt. It kind of spiraled out of control, and a couple of my friends suggested I take a look at debt consolidation because I could get a better deal that way, and it wouldn't give me that hit on my credit report that bankruptcy would. So I just wanted to see what your thoughts were on that.
Yeah, we hear that a lot. Have you filed bankruptcy before?
Oh, gosh, no.
Okay. All right. So debt consolidation is something people think that debt consolidation is going to help them somehow and over and above what bankruptcy is able to do. It's very rarely the case. Debt consolidation actually has a number of problems associated with it. We do cover quite a bit of this in our book, actually, the Bankruptcy Survival Guide. I would definitely encourage you to download a copy of the free bankruptcybook.com. But you're looking at a number of problems here. So with debt consolidation, you're looking at tax consequences. If you settle any of your debts for less than the full amount, you're actually going to get a 1099. You're going to have to pay taxes on that. That doesn't happen in bankruptcy. The things that they don't tell you, you're probably going to be sued. When you're in debt consolidation, most of the time, they tell you to stop making your payments. They tell you that they're going to work with your creditors. Your creditors are going to sue you. You're going to be getting harassing phone calls, harassing letters. You're going to have to go to court. It is a really difficult process. It's like really hard for some people. They waste a lot of money on fees, whether it be to the company themselves or paying their creditors. And most of the time, these people end up calling me anyway and just filing for bankruptcy after having wasted thousands and thousands of dollars to the debt consolidation company. So if you're considering debt consolidation, truthfully, your first stop has to be to talk with the bankruptcy attorney because that attorney can at least tell you if you're going to be a good candidate and if you're going to benefit from it. And honestly, if the answer is you're not, the attorney's going to tell you that you're not a good candidate and you should look at other alternatives. But if you're considering debt consolidation, you have to at least talk about bankruptcy first.
So you mentioned, or the caller mentioned, a good point about taking a hit on your credit. I know that that's one of the questions that I almost always get. And I'm sure you do too, about what's going to happen with somebody's credit after they file bankruptcy.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, well, first, the real question was about debt consolidation, whether that's better for your credit. The answer is no, it's actually worse. I know that that's counterintuitive, but as you are getting sued, you are actually going to be taking multiple hits on your credit throughout the debt consolidation process. I'm going to contrast that for a minute with bankruptcy. Bankruptcy, more often than not, is actually going to improve your credit. And I know it sounds crazy, and I know people look at me like I have two heads. But what bankruptcy is going to do is it's actually going to clean up your credit report, because all of your negative items are going to come off. It's going to really reduce your debt to income ratio, because you're going to have no debt anymore. So you're going to all of a sudden become a prime lending candidate. I've actually had clients immediately after filing bankruptcy have their score go up by 50 points. So this is not in any way a scarlet letter. It is not going to be a permanent damage to your credit. And for people who are concerned, maybe I won't get a mortgage, maybe I won't get a car loan. That's crazy. I literally have people who file bankruptcy one morning and have a car loan in the same afternoon. That is not an exaggeration. That is not a joke. We do it all the time. Seriously, file at 9 a.m. and have a car loan by the afternoon.
And I'm going to peel through this, because a lot of people don't necessarily understand why that makes a ton of sense. As an attorney who handles bankruptcy, it's not nearly as many as you do. Here's the thing. When you file a bankruptcy, you discharge all the debt, theoretically, all the eligible debt before that bankruptcy. And you cannot discharge debt or file another bankruptcy for 7 years, which means...
8 years.
8 years. Yep. Yeah. You got to go seven full years, which means that creditor, the new creditor, the 5 o'clock in the afternoon loan you just got after filing your bankruptcy petition this morning, mm-hmm. has 8 years to collect that money from you. So without you being able to, you can't come back and be like, oh, just kidding, let's do it after I got this loan. They are safe. They are clean. I have had clients, not quite as good of a story as getting that loan the same afternoon, but I had a client that we did one of these for, and I think maybe like a week after we did the discharge and everything and it got finally done, which is about a 2.5 to 3 month process total, went out and not only got a car, new car, brand new, but at like a 1.99% interest rate. So it wasn't even like some crazy, like, okay, we'll give you a loan, but we're going to do it at 15%. None of that. So like an actual reasonable price, decent price. So it's not quite the same though when it comes to getting a mortgage and buying a house. I know you can, but you can't do it the same day. What's the average time frame that you see, let's say from a Chapter 7 to somebody being able to get a mortgage?
Yeah, the record was, I think, 4 months after filing. One of my clients, like, whole process takes about 4 months, 3 to 4 months. You file the bankruptcy, you get your discharge about 3 to 4 months later. It was the day after the discharge I had a client get a mortgage. That's not common, but that is my best. Normally, it's about 2 years.
That's crazy. The day, I didn't know about that. That's,
that's the best I've done.
I don't know that there's the ability. I don't think you could beat that. I mean, you're talking about
they won't. No. The car loans they'll give you during the bankruptcy, which is why I was able to do it the same day. The mortgages, they will not. But the day it was over, then yeah, it's about as good as you can get.
That's fantastic. So again, I want to remind everybody out there, the free studentloanbook.com. And you mentioned the other one, the bankruptcy one.
The free bankruptcy book. .com.
Okay. And again, you can text us 667-220-6500. We will get you that information. We will get you attorney best information if you are looking to sit down, well, Zoom with him or however via phone and learn more about whether or not you're a candidate. Any of those calls or texts are 100% confidential, no obligation and no fees on the consultation. So Patrick, I want to thank you for joining us. We are out of time for today. And I hope everybody will be back here next week on WHGM Gold. Have a great week, everyone.